This is the first of five mini lectures on the DAPRA framework, reviewing the five elements of DAPRA, D-A-P-R-A, decoding, acceptance, persistence, resistance, and application. Our purpose here is to take what we've learned about persuasion in life, in class, in the reading, and apply it to this framework so that we can better answer the question, how effectively were the available means of persuasion used in a particular case or a target audience? And the first element, of course, of the DAPRA model is the D for decoding. This element poses the question, how will the audience interpret my message? And we need to remember that the audience will not necessarily interpret a persuader's message the way that the persuader would like. In fact, selective perception is a very powerful force, demonstrated by both a large number of studies and extremely high-quality studies that suggest, generally speaking, that people tend to interpret messages in ways that are consistent with the things that they already believe. And so they tend to perceive what they expect to perceive and tend not to perceive what they don't expect to perceive. If we've ever been in a room with a mixed crowd of UL and UK fans, we know for sure that contact between two players is either a charge or a foul, depending on which school you're a fan of. This is the power of selective perception. And we can try to do something about selective perception. There are a number of techniques available at our disposal. For example, framing, which is establishing a context in which our message can be more favorably decoded. We can do that by using particular symbols, in other words, the use of semantics. And so it matters, for example, whether we call it a death tax or an estate tax, whether we call it a rebate or a bonus. These have different ways of being decoded and therefore ultimately have different effects on persuasion. Metaphor has also been shown to be important in terms of way people frame, as has organization. Two things in particular about organization are primacy, that is, the first thing tends to influence the way the subsequent things are interpreted, and that's true both at a macro level of the persuasion as a whole and at the micro level of the way individual sentences are constructed. Also, grouping has an impact in terms of whether or not people see one gain or two gains, one loss or two losses. Even if the amount of money, for example, that we're talking about is the same, people decode those differently. We also know that content choices can make a difference, as can preemption. Preemption is the process of proactively refuting plausible counterarguments so that people don't have these things working in their brain against the persuader. The persuader can deal with them in a straightforward manner and try to get them out of the way. Precision is also relevant as people decode more selectively when messages are ambiguous. Placement is important, that is, the when and where, catching audiences when they are in the right mood, both in an abstract way in terms of time of day or day of week or what time of the year it is, and also trying to catch them in specific emotional moods to accomplish certain kinds of decoding. Targeting the audience, also obviously very important, getting an audience and a message in a mood where they are able to decode your message fairly, and then also adapting the message to them, that is, modifying the content so that they can be put in a position where they will decode more favorably. Take as a really good example of this integrative blending, the idea of demonstrating consistency with what is already believed. So, the elements then again of what we can do to try to deal with this problem of selectivity, the problem demonstrated by a lot of research and high quality research that people process in a biased way. We could try to change the framing of our message by changing its symbols or metaphors or organization. We can try to preempt the negative thoughts that they will have in decoding our message. We can try to be more precise to reduce the ambiguity and therefore reduce bias processing. And we also can be aware of such things as placement, when and where, targeting, which audience are we going after, and adapting, that is, modifying the content of the message so that it is more decodable, more favorably decodable by the target audience.